Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RNS 2007 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instruction will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. And just to remind you all that this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Anna Fernandes. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you all to today's RAND Annual Results Conference Call. I hope you all have the presentation we released earlier today. So with no further delays, I'd like to open the conference for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, the hash or pound key to cancel. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question or the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Pedro Burais. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Hello, this is Pedro Moraes from Spirit Santo Investment in Lisbon. I just have one question. It's really regarding your main business, electricity. Whether you could share with us any developments, if possible, on the ongoing discussions with the regulator in Portugal regarding an eventual change for the better, we hope, and investors, I believe, also hope, of your current remuneration in Portugal in that such important activity for you, electricity transmission. Please.
Hi, Pedro. I'm here with Mr. Rui Cartacho, the CFO. I think he's the right person to answer this question. So I'll pass the floor to him, okay?
Good afternoon. To answer your question, the discussions with ERSE have just begun, and we don't have as yet any results. What we can tell you is that we have put forward our ideas, our proposals, formally for the discussions that now are going to follow. And we will have several meetings with ERSE in the coming weeks, so that I expect that by mid-April, ideas should more or less have stabilized. As far as I know, ERSE is preparing to put the new regulations for public consultation before summer. So I think that the schedule for these meetings and these discussions will be mostly March and April.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, the hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Gianmarco, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, Gianmarco Bonaccina from Immobiliare. One question on the gas transmission, where maybe is less known the potential. If you can just spend a couple of questions, because for what I understand, you have a big CapEx plan in electricity, but it seems less in the gas. Is this because you will spend more in the future, or any reason for the difference in CapEx plan? Thank you.
Well, it's true that the CapEx program is significantly larger in electricity than in gas. In natural gas, we are just starting to invest in several projects after several years where there was practically no investment in the natural gas high pressure infrastructures in Portugal. Our current CAPEX programs for natural gas amount to around 330 million euros
mm-hmm.
in accumulated figures up to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
These investments basically are concentrated on the expansion of the current Atlantic LNG terminal,
mm-hmm.
on the expansion of the underground storage facilities, and on the building of some high-pressure connections to the combined cycle plants that are under construction in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
So this figure compares with a figure of 1.4 E for electricity for the same period. It is possible, although it's not yet warranted, that additional investments may arise in the natural gas area,
mm-hmm.
given that we have just recently signed an agreement with Enagás
mm-hmm.
along the same lines as the agreement that we had signed last year with Rede Elétrica.
Mm-hmm.
And the main priority of that agreement is to push with the MIBGAS project. So the MIBGAS project may imply some additional investments, both
mm-hmm.
in additional interconnections between the two countries
mm-hmm.
and possibly the further expansion of underground storage. Given that Portugal is one of the few countries in Europe, actually, with very good geological conditions for underground storage,
mm-hmm.
With salt formations, very suitable for the natural gas storage. And it is possible that we will further expand our underground facilities to accommodate other needs besides the Portuguese market need. So basically, the MIBGAS, to sum up, the MIBGAS may imply additional CAPEX in natural gas, although that is not yet quantified. And for the moment, we are keeping the figures of 330 million euros for the years up to 2012, which are the figures that were communicated during the IPO of the company last year.
Okay.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number one to register a question, the hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Gabriel Ramos. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Hi, this is Gabriela from Banif Investment in Portugal. I was wondering if you could elaborate a bit on the provision you booked on your accounts regarding regulatory issues. Thank you.
Yes, I guess you are referring to the 25 million euros provision. If that is the case, that provision arises from tariff deviations, which in this case is a positive tariff deviation, which that means a surplus that was received by REN in the tariffs during 2007, and which, according to the tariff deviation rules that are in place, will be returned to the tariffs in year T plus 2, that means in 2009. So it's income that was received during the year 2007, which was in the proceeds of the company along the year, and which, given that we took notice, we were informed of this deviation in the last quarter, we formed a provision, because we know now that this 25 million was a positive deviation that will give rise to a correction in the tariffs of 2009. This is a normal it's a normal issue. The novelty, the news here is that up to now, normally the deviation was the other way around. It was normally we were receiving less than we were entitled to, and that is the origin of the tariff deficit of REN, which in the end of 2007 amounted to 500 and something, that is in our presentation. In this case, we have a positive deviation for the first time, which means that these 25 have to be returned, and that's the reason of the provision.
Okay, thank you.
Our next following-up question comes from the line of Gianmarco. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, follow-up question. First, on the tariff deficit, because I thought that an update maybe, because you have to probably cash in some of these deficit, so if you can give an update on the evolution, just to understand what is the updated figure for net debt. And the second point is also on the liability side. I know that you were in the process of getting a rating, so if you can give also an update on this topic, thank you.
About the tariff deficit, the situation is the following. In the last day of the year, the precise amount of the tariff deficit was 524.1 million euros. This figure, an amount of 466.2 million euros, is what we call the structural tariff deficit, which comes from previous years. It's an heritage from the past, mainly from the past caps that used to exist in the low voltage power tariffs in Portugal, which were kept to the inflation rate until 2006. And this structural part of the deficit, which is 466, the remaining part being the normal yearly deviations that are always recovered in year T plus 2, this amount is forecasted to be received by REN during 2008. You can consult, if you wish, the official site, the regulator entity in Portugal, where it is explicitly stated that in the assumptions that were assumed to fix the tariffs of 2008, it is assumed that the amount of 466.2 is to be received by REN according to legislation published by the government. So that is one of the assumptions of the tariffs that were set to 2008. Actually, the assumption of ERSE was that that amount would be paid to REN in the 1st of January 2008, which was not the case, which means that the amount that currently, REN is creditor, is 466 plus the interest from the 1st of January to the current day. I cannot give you a precise forecast of the day we will receive the money, but what I can tell you is that it's in the assumptions, mainly of the regulator, that it will happen sooner rather than later. Actually, it's already delayed vis-à-vis the assumptions of the regulator. So we expect to receive it. What I can tell you is during 2008, but I cannot give you a precise date for the moment.
Okay.
second question was about the rating. The company is under the procedures with the Standard and Poor's and Moody's, and the work is already advanced. So we expect to have this process concluded in the coming weeks. There was, among other things, already meetings between the two agencies and the Portuguese government, also with the Portuguese regulator, also with the management of REN, and we are in the final stages of the process.
Okay. Okay.
The net. You asked for the net debt. I don't understand. The net debt's precise figure in the end of 2008 was 1.931 million euros. So 1.9 billion euros. That was the precise figure in the end of 2007. Thank you.
Another reminder: to register for a question, press the number 1. The hash or pound key to cancel. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the number 1 to register a question, the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time. I will hand the conference back to you. Thank you.
Okay, if there are no further questions, as you all know, I'm always available to answer questions that you have posed directed to me. Thank you very much for participating in this conference call, and have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.